when did we have an accepted bid from Banton? We were told that we had a bid of $11.6 million that was accepted from Banton. We were told that their change order amounts were $40,000. And so my question is, if there's been no change orders, and we said that the bulk of that the bulk of that difference that we're asking for now, if the police station, the core of the project is on budget, that we're saying the rest of that 3 million is soft costs and contingencies. I mean, I'm in this business, you know, your soft costs and contingencies when you go in. You allocate a contingency percentage. So the question is, at what point did the boards or commissions or whoever's, and who's the owner's rep? Who is the owner's rep for this project that's asking those questions and that we can guide these questions to?
Well, we, Tarek, you know, that's a good question. But we've been meeting, the building commission has been meeting for over 2 years now. I haven't seen you at any one of those meetings.
I don't need to go to those
Perhaps
meetings.
You could raise that question during those meetings.
Well to read the minutes.
We've been meeting for about 2 years now, over 2 years.
Yeah, and you know what? We looked at those meeting minutes, and there's been no discussion of the fact of soft costs or contingencies.
Oh, no, we have discussed those. We have discussed those.
Not in any in any terms. And so what I would like to know from, I guess if the answer to the question is for you, Sheila, when did we find out of what this total budget requirement was?
Well, the numbers have changed since the beginning of the project. So, and they have been fluid because,
The numbers haven't changed, that there's a $40,000 change order. So is he wrong or what's happening here?
I don't know if I understand your question, Tarek.
In construction, you go out for bid and you have a scope of work. Mm-hmm. The scope of work is bid upon.
Mm-hmm.
And whoever is awarded that bid, they own that work. They have mm-hmm. to pay that work for the price that they quoted, unless there's a change order. And we heard mm-hmm. from somebody, the architect or the commissioner for the police building, that the change order total was $40,000, that we've adhered to the scope of the project as was initially laid out. And we're coming back to the public now. The public didn't say, we didn't go out to the public and say $12 million referendum for hard costs. And by the way, you're going to be on the hook for $3 million of soft costs. We said $12 million for the police station. And now we're being asked to deliver another three. And I want to know, when did we know this? Was this a failure of due diligence on our part? Or was this a failure of disclosure on our part? It's one of those two things.
I don't think it's either one of those. So what you're talking about now, when you talk about $3.1 million, is you're talking about the building in totality. You're talking about making sure a 65,000 square foot building doesn't go silent on one of the floors. You're talking about a 65,000 square foot building that gets completely renovated so that you don't have a police station sitting in a totally vacant building. So we're asking that
when this
let her finish.
Hey, one person at a time here.
Yeah,
one person at a time. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Tara.
When this police,
well, Sheila, I'd like you to finish. You had a comment. I wanted to hear you finish your thought.
Yeah, I mean, what I'm trying to say is we're asking the residents to please consider the entire building. I know they were very generous in giving us a $12 million for a new police station that was badly needed, but that building is 65,000 square feet. And you know yourself, Tarek, that when you put a roof on a 22,000 square foot building, it's going to be a lot less expensive than putting one on a 65,000 square foot building and so forth. If you heard me speak at the beginning, the windows for a 65,000 square foot building require quite a bit more money for that. So I guess what we're saying now is we're going to have this state-of-the-art police facility under $12 million. We want to make sure that building is retrofitted and that it doesn't remain vacant on the second floor. And I don't think you would want a police station there with an empty floor below it. So we're trying to get the whole building done.
Here's my problem with that answer. And it would be a good answer if what we were told tonight was different. And I was totally expecting to hear that from the testimony tonight that, hey, you know, this was a much bigger building. We had come into some hazardous materials that required extra abatement, and therefore there was a change order. But what we were told tonight was that there was no change order, that the change orders amount to $40,000. And so this building was a 65,000 square foot building 2 years ago when we acquired it, and that hasn't changed.
But it wasn't.
Your Phipps has got a love note.
But it wasn't a 65,000 square foot building when we went out to referendum for $12 million, right? So it wasn't that.
So the question is, if we knew that, my question too, and I'm getting more and more concerned the more that I hear, because we're not, you know, who failed to disclose the fact that this project was going to be $3 million over budget when we got the estimate from Banton when they were awarded the contract? Because the scope hasn't changed is what I've learned tonight. And that's really concerning to me. And I'm going to keep pressing this. I'm going to hold on to this like a bulldog, because for me, this is a big problem.
Okay. Well, good for you. But you know, listen, the contract amount came in at $11,599,000. So it didn't go over by $3 million.
We're asking tonight for an additional $3 million for soft costs and contingencies. I've been working on projects for a long time.
That's not entirely fair.
Soft costs and contingencies are included when you go and you factor in the cost of the project from the beginning.
What you also have to factor in is the cost of the building. And that's that. I mean, you're talking about,
which we also knew 2 years ago.
Right. But you didn't know what the cost was going to be bid out to be. And that's what you're talking about. You can't say that you knew what the bids were going to be.
So who can answer me when the bid for Banton was awarded? That should be a simple question.
It was last year. Well, the board of aldermen accepted it. I don't remember what month it was, but it was last year. I think it was summertime, maybe September.
So we should have known when that bid was awarded, the contingencies and the soft costs that go along with that bid. That's all included.
Okay.
Hey, Josh.
So we've known, we've had this.
Josh, can you let-